Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Gretch Talk with the Wow Man. Call now 718-664-6134. 718-664-6134. It's Gretch Talk.
Do it.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Gretch Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Gretch Talk. I'm your host, the Wow Man, Ron Thomas. And yes, it has been a while. But man, oh man, I am so glad to be back. So many people have been calling me saying, wow, man, what's wrong? And I've been telling them because of health reasons. I mean, I got to the point where I could not even complete a complete sentence without trying to take a breath. That was due to that lung cancer, which has been beaten thanks to the prayers from everyone. Now I'm down with a knee replacement again. But I can deal with that. That just slows me down. That means I can't go out to the track like I normally do. It's only one thing that I want to say is that I decided I was so messed up the other day when I scheduled the show that I just slipped my mind. I was thinking that the 18th was today, which was on a Wednesday, and I scheduled the show on that day, and the 18th was today, thanks to Phil. Goldie claimed, the driver for Goldie, he put it on there and let me know that I made a mistake. So I said, hey, I'm going to get back on the show and do it. I did my music show yesterday and it came out fantastic. So I said, it's time for me to do this show. I'm going to do something a little bit different for this show. I've already got somebody standing by, but you know, I am so proud of this person that I'm getting ready to put on and daughter. All of y'all know her. She stayed with me in Waynesboro and she drove the car at the track and everything, and a great inspiration for me. And she is standing by and she's going to do a short prayer. Now, I ain't taking this, trying to take anything away from the other shows, but she's going to do a short prayer. She is a minister now. She has her own show on Blog Talk Radio. And it is really something. I am so proud of her on that. But I know she wants to come on, and she's long-winded like me, but it's going to be short, this prayer that she's going to give. And she didn't know she was going to do this, give the prayer. And I'm not trying to take off from anybody else's show, but this is the way it's supposed to be when you do a prayer. So without any further ado, Keisha, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You're live on Blog Talk Radio, Gretch Talk, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Well, yes, it was unexpected. I did not know that I was going to be on the show today, but thank you so much, and congratulations on returning to the air. We are just happy that you are back in good health, and we are expecting you to be running around in no time with that amazing little brother. And no, I will not be long-winded today. So I'm just going to get right to it. We just pray that you will continue to fulfill your purpose, and we just, you know, remove any distractions that may attempt to hinder your show today. And we just declare it'll be great and amazing, and that everyone will be changed by what they're going to hear today, and that they will just be excited about all the great things that are going to happen in your life and their life as well. And we pray for safety out there on the track.
All right. Amen. And you know, I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
I said, see, that was quick. I wasn't long-winded.
I know it wasn't. And I just want to say this, and then I'm gonna let you go, that I really appreciate her, because in more ways than one, when I was in the hospital and I had the two operations. I'll just give you a quick update. I went in the hospital on December the 21st, supposed to have been for 2 days, for a lung cancer operation. I did not get out of the hospital until January the 5th. And Keisha spent the night up there with me, and I woke up, and she had put sermons all around the bed. And the Lord was protecting me and looking after me, and I just want to say thank you for that, Keisha.
Of course.
Okay. All right, you can stay on the line, else I'm getting ready to go to my good friend. And before you go, Keisha, you got anything you want to leave a message for Tony Bynes or say anything to him?
Yeah, don't get nothing on you. How about that?
Okay, all right. You heard that, Tony. Okay, so without any further ado, hey, let's go to Matt McBlowhorn. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing all right.
Me and Matt, our friendship goes way, way back. And when I got sick, Matt, I don't even know how it come about. And right now, he's the man in control with the baby Rugrat. But we're going to talk about Matt, because Matt, my last show was like 5 to 6 months ago. And one of the things that I did is I talked about your grand opening. And I did that because you're a good friend of mine, and Candy Crusher was there and everything. And so I said it would only be fitting for me to come back on and have none other than the Rugrat himself on the show. So, Matt, how you been doing, and how's the family?
We're doing good. Busy as we can be. I've been trying to get to racing some more. We don't never get there. We've been busy with the shop. That's about it. But family's doing good. Kids growing up.
Well, you know, when you expand and go from a two-bay shop to how many bays you got now, man?
I've got six now.
Six now. Yeah, with all them lifts and everything, and business is going good, and it takes away from your racing a little bit, right?
Takes away a lot.
Yeah. So I just want you to tell everyone that you haven't been out there with the Rugrat, which the Rugrat is AKA got another name now, right?
Yeah, we changed name to Shaka Zulu on it now.
Uh huh. And that's
if you
all.
You don't know what that is. If you don't know what that means, just look it up, and it'll explain itself.
Right. Now, why don't you explain to everyone, because I've heard so many reasons and so many takes on why you changed the name to Shaka Zulu and everything. Why don't you bring it up, everyone up to date, on how that came about?
Well, we just thought it was time for a change, and we changed the name of it to that, and what it actually means, what if Shaka Zulu, if you look it up, find it, and want to know what it's about. There was two brothers that they had some problems with the whole town. They ended up, mother got killed, and then the brothers took over and killed everybody. Ended up one brother ended up alive and killed everybody, and they took over the world, basically. And that's what we just thought it would be fit with the car and have fun with it that way. So
I'm
take
glad.
Over with it.
Then, I'm
then
glad
we,
you
we
did.
Actually took We took and actually slowed down now. So, I mean, the car, we still have the car, and it's ready. It's always been ready. I just slowed down because of business, and the business comes first.
Right.
You
got
to make the money to be able to spend the money. So
I'm glad you told the story, because a lot of people, you know, one of the things that I heard is that you didn't even know who Shaka Zulu was, you know, and I'm glad you explained it to everyone, just how it came about.
Yeah,
and
that's a vague description, but I mean, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I mean, they can go in if they want to find out what exactly it is. If they don't know, I suggest go in and read it. Go in and look.
Oh.
There's a movie of it even, and you can watch the movie. Everybody, when I first changed the name, everybody, well, I don't know why you're doing that. That's a, that's a racist thing, that's this, that, and the other, and no, it wasn't. It had no intent. It was nowhere near it, and in the end, if you cut yourself, you're just as red as I am when we bleed. So
right.
I don't see color. That's how it is.
Okay, now I'm gonna mention some names to you, and I want you to tell everyone what they mean to you. Okay. Scott King.
That's my driver and a very good, almost best friend to me.
Okay. And Chris Jones.
A very good close friend.
Okay.
Teammate. I mean, we all race together, me and Scott, him, and I'm sure you're gonna name some more. But I mean, those are all people I can count on.
Yeah. And I gotta mention this one. Phil, the person that's always in front of your car and Chris's car, which is Candy Crusher, when he's not, even if he's driving the Goldie car, he's always up there and he's the last person at the driver's seat. And he does, what do he do before he leave the car?
Phil is going, every time we make a pass, he's going to put us in the groove and he's going to take, and everybody says, why do y'all let him beat on the car like that? Well, it looks like he's beating the car to death, but he's barely hitting it. And when he does it, he's yelling, Scott King Racing.
Right.
And
yeah.
That's been a thing he's done forever, and we'll never stop him, and we're going to keep going just like he's doing.
Yeah. I know.
That's another part of our team that will always be there. And
right.
Some of y'all out there that y'all think you've got a team, some of y'all really need to look back and see what the team is about. Because I thought I had a good team at one time, and I got fooled. But I'm going to leave that for another day.
Okay. Now, what about Eddie?
Eddie? That's one of the main men. That's my main man. That's my computer man. That's my tuner. He's also a very close friend, and I think highly of all of them. I mean, we all get along great. When it comes to the computer, Eddie's gonna get in there. He's gonna do his secret. I don't ask no questions. Don't double check anything. Don't care. I don't even look at it. He says, we ready, we ready.
Okay. Now, I that's all I wanted to ask you about them people. If there's anybody that I missed, you can add. Oh, it's one little guy. I gotta say this. It's actually two little guys, but I'm talking about the one little guy that is always, he always – in front of the car after the burnout until Philip takes over. Who is that little guy?
We got my son Tyler. He's not very little, but he'll jump out there, and Jerikas, he'll jump out there. He's part of the team. We can't forget some of the main people also in the team, and they get kind of put to the side. Don't really have a lot said about it, but there's two main women. Well, I'll say three main women that are involved in our team with us too. That's my wife Lene, my daughter Addison. She's an upcoming. She's gonna be something to reckon with. She's five. She's got a junior dragster, and she loves it. She's gonna be something for the up and coming that's gonna show up. But we've got another woman that she gets kind of put in the background too, and I don't really care. I don't like the fact that the ladies get put in the background. So we're actually fixing to do a surprise for everybody. When they see it, they're gonna say, "Uh oh!" So we got something coming, and that one, that's Crystal, that's Scott's wife. So
right.
I mean, they get, and her and Lene both, they get kind of set to the side on stuff some days, and everybody knows them,
mm-hmm.
but they don't get kind of the record. they actually do. They put up with what we do. They put up
right.
with us. So, I mean, that's like I said, they get left out sometimes. So we're gonna bring them in, and they're gonna have the same fun we do all the time when we go also.
Yeah, I know that little junior dragster driver. She loves to come to the track. She loves her junior dragster, but it's one thing she don't like, and I'll let you tell that story.
She right now she's so young and she's shy. She gets we got her going in it, and the crowd actually scared her. So mm-hmm. she doesn't want to race in the crowd. So we're actually gonna start a little heavier now that it's starting to kinda cool off in the evening some. Do some private testing and get her comfortable with it. I got an older girl that I think I'm gonna try to they've been racing for quite a while. I'm gonna try to see if Jeff's daughter will kinda mentor some if she
right.
And just kind of give her a few pointers, because I don't know a whole lot about these little things. I can race all day long, but these little things, when you got these little things, that's a whole other animal.
Right.
But they're fun, and she wanted one, so she got one, she learned, and I think by the time she's ready to drive, there's going to be a lot of people in trouble.
Yeah, I do believe so also. And, you know, I've been away, you know, but I've been listening to a lot of the shows, and I've been checking a lot of the things out on the internet, and man, it's gone way off. Man, sometimes I can't even.
Yeah, it's gotten worse. It's gotten worse than the presidential election. I mean, it's so
right.
political now,
right.
And uh-huh. I mean, I have a grudge race. I mean, I do love grudge races. We have fun with it. But the stuff that goes along with it is not worth the headache
right.
at this point in time. Because
yeah.
I want to be able to take my family, we go racing, and they want to get out there and they want to fight, hoop and holler, and pull guns, and I'm not going to have my kids around them. And, I mean, there's certain ones that I don't get along with. And, but I mind my own business, don't bother them. I keep going and not going to intend on it. So this grudge racing, it really needs to. Everybody needs to sit back and look at what grudge racing actually is, and not try to be better than this one and better than that one. I mean, let's go out there and have fun. At the end of the day, if we go out there and we do have a grudge race, when we're done, let's go like it used to be. We all go out to dinner or shake hands. Hey. Sit there and have a drink together or whatever it is.
Long.
I mean, it's gotten out of hand. Really gotten out of hand.
Yeah. I had said that I was going to give it up completely, and a lot of people said, no, wow, man, don't give it up. You know, and I said, well, I don't like the direction. I said, well, you know, don't give it up. You know, just keep listening. You know, one of my biggest things is, you know, my son, Sidney, we took him to Orlando. My wife said, why are we going to Orlando to the drag racing? He's too little. And I said, no, he's not too little, because it's something that I want him to see what his father does, you know. And we took him there. And now the little guy is so into grudge racing and drag racing, period, that he can be doing something else at home. And I can put on my phone and put it up on the big screen. A grudge race, you know, that's on our YouTube. And when he hear them cars come out the water box, he turns around and he watches and everything, you know. And I try to let it stay on until they come back in the pits, and I have to turn it off.
Yep.
Because, you know, I'm not telling anybody that they shouldn't be like that, but sometimes, you know, like I used to say, you know, if you can't sit down with your family and look at a video, wow, you're missing out on a lot of things, you know. And I'm not telling anybody.
And
we
do get hyped up when we win, and say I'm guilty of it myself. I've said stuff that it probably I should have said and done. And but that we're human, we're gonna do stuff like that. But it's just gotten into a direction where it's going now. It's just it's not good. I mean, it's going in the wrong.
I can understand when you win, you know, how you all hyped up, the adrenaline is still flowing, but I'm not gonna hark on that and keep that going. That's all I had to say about that, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm just thankful that I got a lot of prayers from the racers, and they sent prayers that I couldn't believe. I got prayers from people that I didn't even know, you know, that pay attention to what's be going on NT Grudge Racing, you know. And man, I just want to say I'm just thankful to everyone. And John Force, I really got to thank him, because last week he almost brought tears to my eyes, because he put up the picture of me and Willie Dog, and we both of us was looked like we were reaching, fighting over the mic. We were just reaching for it. And the thing that it did to me is I looked at that picture, and it brought me back to, and it brought really reality to me, because that's when I had my first operation, and I came back, you know. And I'm really blessed, and I'm not knocking Grudge Racing. I never will, you know, and I never knock anyone's show, but it's everyone's prerogative to listen to a show and to be around it when they be talking that talk, you know. You probably notice a lot of times I walk away from it. That's me. It's just like on TV. If you don't want to look at something, change the channel. Everybody asks me, they say, what do you think of the election? I said, it's in November. I'd be glad it's over with. You know, I have no comment. You know, you vote for who you feel like you, the person that you want to get in. And my little 2 cents don't mean a quarter, you know. I even had a problem with Blog Talk. They said that I hadn't done a show for so long. They took my phone number away from me. And I was really upset, and I started to raise a little cane, but I said, nope, just say a little prayer and be thankful that you'll be able to come on again. You know, they took my original number from me. They said they probably gave it to someone else, and they haven't. And, you know, but that's the way it is, you know. But that's what's happening. And I just want to thank you, because everybody asked me, they say, why is Matt driving Yelnova? And I say, what does it say? It's the baby Rugrat. They say, well, whose car is it? And I say, does it matter whose car it is? You know. And they say, well, you never let nobody drive your car. And I say, well, that answers your question. You know, put it like that, you know. And I really have some things that I feel that's going to happen with that car. And I really wish my little, I call him my godson, get his act together. You know, he might have to lose a little weight in getting his act together.
That's first.
Yeah. And I'd like to see him make a pass in the car if possible. But anyway, you know, that's not my decision.
I actually got a little surprise with the car. I think we're gonna get the car. We've been down a little bit with it. We had a little mishap. Mike Hill's race.
Had
an issue with. But we got everything going the right direction now. And
you know,
we actually have oil pressure. Probably not gonna be this weekend. You never know.
Yeah, okay. Well, like I said, it's in your hands, you know, and I always look at faith. I say the good Lord knows what he's doing, because we was at the Mike Hill race, and we drew the Hood Rat, right? I've been wanting to run that car for the longest, and my wife was at the mall, and the car quit, and the baby was with her, and I had to leave and go get that car started. What happened is the anti-theft device acted up, and nobody at the mall knew to unhook the battery, and it would start up. So I just went there, unhooked the battery, put it back on, she started up. I was coming around the corner, and the cars were leaving the line. I didn't know the beginning, but I could see that you was out front. And then they said, no, something happened to the car on the other end, and he went past you. And I said, I'll be doggone. I said, I've been wanting to run that car for the longest. Got a bigger motor, two carburetors to that one little bitty carburetor on that car. But that's what it is. And like I said, whatever Matt wants to do with the car, that's what he's going to do with the car. You know, so I don't bug you about it. You know, I realize that, you know, your business is going good. You know, that's the bad part about it. People always want to go into business. They want it to get better, and they want it to really be successful. But then that success hit, and you got to spend.
It takes a lot to have a successful business.
Yeah. Well, I remember when you first told me that you was tired of working for somebody else. And you talked to your wife, and she said, well, there's some money in the bank. Go ahead and start your business, you know. So, blood, sweat, and tears. But that's all I wanted to do. This show is just a show to let everybody know that I'm coming back. I believe there are some shows that are scheduled at the same time as this one, and I don't want to, you know, interfere with them or step on their toes or anything. But I just wanted to let everyone know that I am back. And I will be doing a lot of what I used to do before, and promoting some races and everything else, you know. And I want to say a hats off to Mike Hill, because during my time of I don't know what you call it, my bedside manner, you know, he was there for me, did a lot of things for me and everything. And he's always been my favorite racer. I used to call him number one fan, until somebody else used to say, I'm the number one Mike Hill fan. I said, okay, so be it, you know, but whatever. And that's, I want to thank, and especially the wives, you know, that you mentioned, because they all been there for me. And even the young lady that's worked for you, you know, at the shop, you know, they always been there for me. So I just want to say, hey, I appreciate everyone. With all them prayers and everything, and keep them coming, because I'm not totally done yet. But I will tell you this, you about operations and everything. The operations where they get rid of something, but they do not take anything completely out of your body, those are the easiest ones to recuperate from. But the ones where they replace something, those are the hard ones. You know, because your body be fighting the foreign objects they put in. For instance, like a knee replacement, your body be fighting them, and it takes a lot from you. You lose weight and everything else. And that double heart transplant, I lost the weight, got right back on it. That lung cancer operation, lost the weight, got right back on it. But this one, no matter what you eat, it's rough. And I just want to thank everyone for the prayers and everything. And thanks to you and Scott King Racing and Chris Jones. Chris Jones is my buddy. We go way back when, you know. He always talked to me, treat me like I'm his brother or something. But that's just to name a few. If I missed out on anyone, hey, I didn't mean to. I'm getting older, and a lot of times I'm under this medication, just like scheduling the show on the day that I'm scheduling it and giving it the wrong date. But I'm coming off that medication, though. I'm going to be a lot better. And just like I say, starting to talk, and I can talk a sentence for about 5 minutes without taking a breath from going. So I'm in good shape. I might even go back on the regular radio. If I go back on the regular radio, Grudge Talk will be there, too. Oops, I don't suppose to tell about that. And it'll be worldwide, because you can listen to it on the Internet. It'll have a 1-800 number, but it'll be on regular radio out of Augusta, Georgia. And I'm letting the cat out the bag. I had said I wasn't going to do it, but it's coming. So everyone just stand by. And Matt, like I would say, thank you, my man. And tell everybody in the family I said hi. And like I always say, unless you got something else to say, I'll see you at the races. All right.
Everybody have a good safe week. And if you're going out of town racing this weekend, be safe out there on the road.
Okay. And once again, I got to say thank you to JRT Racing Transmissions. He's been there for me. As a matter of fact, John is Sydney's godfather, for real. We're just trying to get up a day when he'll be christened his godfather. And John is always calling me and asking me how's he doing. As a matter of fact, the last Mike Hill race, John came up from D.C., and I grabbed him from the track. We brought him to the house because it was too hot for Sydney to come out. Okay, so I'm going to get out of here. Like I said, I didn't want to step on nobody's toes. Still wanted to talk for about a half hour and let everyone know what's happening. So next week, I guess I'll hear some good things from you, Matt. Tell everybody I said hi. Until next time, I'll see you at the races.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.